After months of campaigning, debating, and rallies, the Pittsfield mayoral election is down to its final hours. At-large city councilor Melissa Mazzio has made Mayor Linda Tyer's efforts to secure a second four-year term, the second such term in city history, strenuous.
I'm a member of Zonta International. I'm the president of the Gladys Ellen Brigham Center and board of directors for Girls, Inc. I support our veterans and our seniors in our community with anything that I can do. I've been a counselor for 10 years in the city of Pittsfield, as your counselor. And having said all that, it leads me to that I'm very frustrated after being on a council for so long with our lack of leadership. And let me just say very clearly that if elected, I will be a four-year mayor.
Mazzio has based much of her campaign on the assertion that Tyer has ineffectively handled the city's rising crime rate and has done too little too late with her time in office.
As your mayor, I will take action to make certain that every time your tax dollars are being spent, they're being spent thoughtfully and wisely, and not just because that's the way we've always done it.
Mazzio topped Tyer in September's preliminary election by around 300 votes, and also won the support of the two candidates who were eliminated in the vote, former cop Karen Kalinowski and businessman Scott Graves, owner of the Rusty Anchor Marina. Graves.
Well, I just believe that she has my beliefs and want to take care of crime and help strengthen the city and make it grow moving forward, and hopefully also really focus on business and getting more businesses here and existing ones to expand.
Kalinowski.
Even at the beginning, I knew that me and Melissa had some of the same things when it came to schools, the accountability of the administration, the city streets, as she knows from 10 years on the council, the problems that we've had, and with the crime in the area. So I believe that, you know, working together, hopefully we can get those things taken care of in the city.
Meanwhile, Tyer can point to the support of the city's firefighters, whose union made a rare endorsement in October. Robert Leary is president of Local 2647 of the International Association of Firefighters.
Her efforts, an honest approach to advancing the opportunities and services in the city of Pittsfield are commendable. We can attest to her administration's openness to listening to our concerns, considering our observations of the community's needs, as well as the needs within the department and public safety.
She's also been backed by the Massachusetts Women's Political Caucus and won the support of Democratic State Senator Adam Hines, who endorsed Tyer on Facebook just days before the election. He described her as, quote, a force to work with, and said that she, quote, has proven to me she is moving the city in the right direction. He obliquely referred to the tenor of the campaign at large, writing, quote, it is not a time for wedge-issue politics that divide us as community members. Too often, this type of division succeeds because it plays on fear and nostalgia for a previous time. Instead, in these moments, we should ask how we can move together towards each other to confront our challenges together.
I have been honored to represent the people of Pittsfield in various capacities over the course of my professional life. And the common theme throughout my tenure has always been an attitude of how can we?
Tyer served as the city clerk before running for mayor in 2015.
How can we accomplish more, do more, be better? How do we build bridges and create alliances? How do we encourage more people to participate in government? How can we energize the economy? We've done that. We've created new jobs. We've invested in the police department. We've advocated for our schools, and we've been securing grants to the tune of $17 million so that we can do more in our city without putting pressure on taxpayers. I am a solution-oriented, hardworking, and I'm tenacious in fighting for every citizen.
Polls are open tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Also Tuesday is the race for mayor in North Adams, Massachusetts. Tom Bernard is looking for a second two-year term.
Put very simply, I'm not done yet. It's been a good start, and I want to carry through on the progress that we've seen.
Bernard touts the appointment of Police Chief Jason Wood as among the most significant decisions of his first term, and says he's looking into the city's future.
One of the things is planning for change, really looking at how do we ensure long-term sustainability for the city. So things such as the move for the school department into City Hall. Which both is an efficiency for the city and the school in terms of saving money, but also for the potential for further shared services down the road.
His opponent is activist Rachel Branch, who frames her bid as standing up to systemic discrimination.
Part of it is hoping other women would run for office, and hoping to break up patriarchal systems that and women that support it. The fact, which is a little unusual, that only one other woman has run for mayor in 1983. Since 1895, I believe in women's equality, equal opportunity employment. We do not have women. The numbers that we share, what are we, 52% of the population? We don't have them in our city, state, and federal offices.
Polls in North Adams are open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.